Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Pei Ches. The Gemara begins with the assumption that we already made in Daf Pei Vav, that everybody agrees that the Kabbalah Satorah happened on Shabbos, and everybody agrees that on Rosh Chodesh we arrived at Midbar Sinai. The Machlokas between Rav Yossi and the Chabim is how many days of separation there was between man and wife before Kabbalah Satorah, and when exactly was Rosh Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, so that's when we arrived at Midbar Sinai, there were 3 days of separation, and Kabbalah Satorah was on Zion Sivan. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. If Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, there were only 2 days of separation, and Kabbalah Satorah was on Shabbos, which was Vav Sivan. The Gemara brings two proofs in this Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama, and the Gemara rejects both proofs, and nothing comes out conclusively. The Gemara then tells us about the experience of Kaf Aleim Har Kegigis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, if you want, he lifted up the mountain over our heads and said, if you want to accept the Torah, good, otherwise, Shamtei Kfuraschem, this is going to be your burial place. And the Gemara says the famous line, Mikan Modor Rabba Lioraisa, that this is the great excuse that we have for our failures to observe the Torah properly, but Afal Pikein, Hadu Kiblu Bimei Achashverosh, we then were Mekabel the Torah anew in the days of Achashverosh, in the days of the story of the Megillah. The Gemara tells us, Ve'yer Ve'yvoker Yom Hashishi, we learn from the Hey of Hashishi, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Tanai in Briyas HaOlam, that if Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah, then the world will continue to exist, but if we fail to accept the Torah, the world will no longer continue to exist, it will cease to exist, and therefore the entire Bria was fearful at the moment of Kabbalah HaTorah, and then Shakta, and then it was calmed down, things relaxed a little bit, because the Bria came to the realization that it would continue to exist since Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah. When we accepted the Torah, we did it with the immortal words, Na'aseh V'Nishma. Those words are highlighted by the Gemara as being extremely critical, to the point that 600,000 Malachim came and tied two crowns on each member of Klal Yisrael, one Keneged Na'aseh, one Keneged Nishma, and then when we sinned with the Yicheda Egel, 1.2 million Malachi Chavala came and removed the crowns from each of our heads. The Gemara tells us when we were Maktim Na'aseh V'Nishma, a Baskel came out from Shemayim and said, who revealed the secret? Mi Gola, Mi Gila, Lubanai, Raz, Zesh, Malachi Asharis, Misham Shimbo. This is a secret of the Malachi Asharis. Who revealed this secret to Klal Yisrael? It's a wonderful secret that we were able to think of Na'aseh V'Nishma. The Gemara tells us that was the basis of criticism that a certain Saduki had against Rava when Rava was sitting and learning, and he was sitting on his fingers, and his finger, he was so focused on his learning that he was bleeding and he didn't even realize it. So the Saduki said, you're an impulsive people. You were Makdim Na'aseh V'Nishma, and look at you, you remain impulsive. And Rava defended himself by saying that this is our greatness. He says, Anan, we who are completely faithful, we're going to always be with perfect faith, and our uprightness and our faith is going to lead us, whereas those who are perverse are going to suffer from their perversions. The Gemara just happens to mention Derech Agav in a Braisa that Aluvin Ve'in Anolvin, Shomen Cherpasin Ve'in Meshivin, Osin Me'avos, Smechin Ve'Yisurin, that people who become humiliated and don't respond in kind, and people who do things out of love and are happy to receive Yisurin, about them it says, Va'av of Ketzes Hashem Shbuk V'Rasa, they're called the loved ones of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara goes on to tell us about each and every dibur that was Yatzim Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara tells us every dibur came out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth was divided to 70 languages so that everybody could understand. Called dibur of dibur that came out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth had ksarim, had crowns tied on top of it. The Gemara tells us Knesset Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though Afal Pi Shemeitzar Meimar Li Dodi Bein Shada Yolin, that even though we sometimes don't behave properly, we still are in the bosom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We get to rest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still keeps his Shechina amongst us, and we get to experience the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara goes on to say, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, as part of a series of statements that Rabbi Shua ben Levi makes, that every dibur that came out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth caused the entire world to be filled with besamim, and then Hashem would bring out a wind and would blow away that besamim, and new besamim would come. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that every dibur that came out from Hashem's mouth, yatsa neshmasun shel Yisrael, our neshamos would leave us, and then again the Hashem would have to put our neshamas back, and then again we would, our neshamas would leave us. Every dibur that came out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, Chazu Yisrael Acharein Yud Beis Mil, made us jump back 12 mil. The Melech HaYasharis would have to bring us along, to bring us back to where we belonged, close to Har Sinai again, within the 12 mil. That's where we stopped, and then we continue from there. The next discussion is going to be how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to win the debate with Malachim to wrestle the Torah away from them and bring it down to humankind.